The court orders spousal maintenance to assist a spouse who may not have the financial means to support themselves independently after the marriage. It's meant to provide financial stability during a challenging period. In Singapore, the right to claim maintenance can be found in the Women's Charter. While many assume that only wives or former wives can receive maintenance, there are some exceptions. Spousal maintenance in Singapore is designed to provide financial support to a spouse in need. The court carefully considers various factors to determine a fair maintenance amount, aiming to ensure that the recipient can maintain a standard of living similar to what they enjoyed during the marriage. Both parties need to adhere to maintenance orders to prevent legal consequences. Spousal maintenance, sometimes called alimony, is the legal responsibility of one spouse to provide financial support to the other during and sometimes after a divorce. This financial support is essential for helping a spouse struggling to get back on their feet after the marriage ends. The court orders spousal maintenance to assist a spouse who may not have the financial means to support themselves independently after the marriage. It's meant to provide financial stability during a challenging period. In Singapore, the right to claim maintenance can be found in the Women's Charter. While many assume that only wives or former wives can receive maintenance, there are some exceptions. Recent legislation now allows husbands or former husbands to claim maintenance if they cannot support themselves due to incapacitation. Maintenance isn't limited to spouses alone. It can also apply to situations involving the children of the marriage. Singapore courts prioritize the welfare of these children, and if they require financial support, they or their guardian can initiate legal proceedings to seek maintenance from their parents. The court calculates maintenance according to the child's needs, including their education as well as other living expenses. If you need to apply for maintenance in Singapore, you need to follow some of these steps. Number one, visit the family registry. Go to the family registry at the Family Justice Courts building, bring your identification card, photocopies of both your marriage and birth certificates, and then number two, complete the application forms, fill them out, and number three, swear and affirm your statement, meaning you must swear and affirm on your statement before a magistrate or district court. This is known as a magistrate's complaint. Before, you might need to pay some application fees. If your application is in order, you will need to pay a small fee for issuing a summons to your spouse. Then there's also number five, serving or delivering the summons. Your spouse will be served with the summons at the Family Justice Court's maintenance registry on the designated service date. Once the summons is actually served, you and your spouse can mediate the maintenance matter. If you reach an agreement, it will be recorded by the court and turn into a maintenance order. However, if mediation does not work, you will both be given a court date to have the matter resolved before a judge. During the court hearing, your case will be heard and handled by a district judge at the Family Justice Courts. The judge will explore whether an agreement can be reached. If not, the judge will also consider other relevant facts and examine documents, bank statements, salary slips, affidavits from both persons if necessary, and a trial date will also be set. Your application may also be voided if you or your spouse fail to attend court without a valid reason. You'll need to restart the process and then pay the associated fees all over again. However, suppose your spouse doesn't attend court without a valid reason. In that case, the court may issue a warrant for their arrest to compel their attendance. During the actual court hearing, the person seeking the maintenance will present their case by providing documents, giving sworn evidence and reasons. The other person can then cross-examine you on these documents and statements. And if you have a lawyer, they will then assist with the submissions and the arguments in court. The court has the final discretion when deciding the amount of maintenance to be paid. And they consider various factors such as the following: financial resources, each person's income, property, and their financial ability, financial needs, the needs of each person and the responsibilities of the parties, the standard of living, the family's standard of living before the divorce, age and duration, meaning the age of each party and the duration of the marriage. Also, disabilities, meaning any physical or mental disability suffered by each person, also the contributions made by each party to the family's welfare. And the aim is to ensure fairness by putting the recipient spouse in a financial position similar to what they would have had if the marriage had continued. For spouses accustomed to a high or higher standard of living, the court may award substantial maintenance. On the contrary, if the wife earns a sufficient or significant income and receives a significant portion of the marital assets, the court may award a smaller maintenance amount. A maintenance order outlines the amount, payment schedule, recipient, and payment method. Bank transfers are recommended usually for evidence purposes. Spousal maintenance is tax exempt and usually lasts for half the duration of the marriage or until the recipient remarries. If circumstances change significantly, like the loss of a job or a sudden medical condition, either person can request for a variation of the maintenance order. This means that the court can modify or cancel the order based on the change in the circumstances. In that case, the other person can then seek enforcement by reporting the spouse's location to the Family Justice Court, and the court can take various actions such as imposing fines or imprisonment. The court may fine or imprison the non-paying spouse as a penalty. Seeking property, meaning the property belonging to the non-paying spouse, may then be seized and sold to pay the debt. There's also the attachment of earnings, meaning the spouse's employer may be ordered to deduct maintenance payments from their salary. There's also mandatory counseling or community service, meaning the court can order the defaulting spouse to undergo financial counseling. Suppose a spouse is genuinely unable to afford maintenance. Now, in that case, they should promptly notify the court to avoid credibility issues or accusations of cheating or defrauding or deceiving the court. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.